The Carolina Panthers fired head coach Frank Reich despite a number one draft pick, an offseason of big moves, and a new head coach. Pretty much everything has gone wrong for the Panthers this year. WFAE's Kenneth Lee has this report.
The Carolina Panthers finished the 2022 season with a 7-10 record and narrowly missed the playoffs under interim head coach Steve Wilks. Heading into the offseason, the Panthers had a decision to make: upgrade Wilks to the official head coach title or begin the search for a new top leader. On January 26, owner David Tepper made his decision, announcing he'd hire Frank Reich from Indianapolis.
A person that we could tell has great process and a great way of doing things, you know, that basically has, you know, a guy that basically checks all the boxes and a guy that you really want to basically help build a culture and help lead a team, hopefully for the next few years and beyond.
But Tepper's hope for many years turned into just 11 games. Special teams coordinator Chris Tabor will now serve as the team's interim head coach. So how exactly did the Panthers end up with 10 losses so far this season? The Panthers had entered the offseason looking to get back into the playoffs for the first time since 2017. The Panthers were originally set to pick ninth in the 2023 NFL draft until a blockbuster trade with the Chicago Bears to get the top overall pick. The Panthers gave up their 2024 first-round pick and star wide receiver DJ Moore as part of the trade. A month later,
with the first pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback, Alabama.
Following the draft, the Panthers also upgraded with free agents, acquiring wide receivers Adam Thielen, DJ Chark, tight end Hayden Hurst, and running back Miles Sanders. On paper, the Panthers had a great offseason and had high hopes leading into the 2023 season, but Carolina opened the season with a 24-10 loss to the divisional rival Atlanta Falcons. The Panthers went on to lose five more games, posting an 0-6 record going into the bye week. And injuries began to pile up for the Panthers, with linebacker Shaq Thompson, guard Brady Christensen, and tight end Giovanni Ritchie being placed on the injured reserve. Reich decided to hand over the play-calling duties to offensive coordinator Thomas Brown.
Thomas is ready. It'll be an organic thing. There's still going to be a lot of collaboration. Thomas is going to be in charge. It's not going to be micromanaged.
Brown had the opportunity to call two games, one of which resulted in the Panthers' sole win of the season over the Houston Texans. But Reich took back the play-calling duties after a loss to the Chicago Bears.
I am going to resume the play-calling duties. This is not about Thomas. This is about me. It's about the team. I'm in the position I'm in because of years of offense, being a successful offensive coordinator and play caller. We have eight games left, and I just want to give my attention and everything I can do and everything I can bring to bear to help the offense, you know, take a next step.
Still, the losses kept piling up, with Young and the offense giving up game-ending sacks, fumbles, and pick-six interceptions. Reich is the third Panthers head coach owner David Tepper has fired since he bought the team. And earlier this year, Tepper fired Charlotte FC head coach Christian Latanzio, who helped lead his soccer team to the club's first playoff appearance. Oddly enough, with six games left in the season, mathematically, the Panthers still have a chance to win the NFC South and make the playoffs. For WFAE News, I'm Kenneth Lee.